You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Here's Alicia. Hi, Alicia. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, girl.
All right, we're ready to hear your weekend plans that are going to blow us away. What are you doing?
Well, we are, I'm a caretaker right now because my mom just got her knees replaced, so I'm like the nurse.
Okay, so you're taking
care of
mom.
Wouldn't it be funny if she got her knees replaced with elbows? I mean, wouldn't that just be funny?
Oh, that's horrible.
That would be funny, though.
That's horrible.
So I'm her nurse, so I think after this weekend of taking care of her, I deserve a vacation.
Do you? Where would you go?
I think, I don't know, Vegas.
Vegas, huh? Go tear it up. Go get one of those yardstick margaritas and walk around the strip with that, huh? Go see the thunder from down under.
Oh, yes, please.
Yeah, girl.
Is your mom being nice to you at least, or is she starting to get a little, you know, irritable?
Does she need a yardstick margarita?
Yeah.
She's being a good patient, you know? She's very thankful and appreciative, and she's the number one patient I've had.
Well, you know what? Okay. She took care of you and raised you and changed your poopy diapers, so now you're just giving back.
That's true.
It's very true.
And you were probably a handful, too. You might still be a handful.
You sound like a nightmare.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah.
Well, Alicia,
okay.
Oh, are you? Okay. Mm-hmm. Listen, you sound delightful. Let's play some Rattle Off. Are you ready to give it a shot?
Yes.
All right.
All right, listen. And for everyone who's on hold, I don't know how many times we have to say this. If we get a winner, please don't hang up. We still want to talk to you. Should we call them out right now, Jeremy?
All the names?
Yeah, Russ.
Yes. Stay on
Roxanne,
the line.
Roxanne.
Stay on the line.
Russ, Roxanne, Eddie. I'm writing these
stay
down.
Stay on the line, Eddie.
Marcus.
Stay on the line, Marcus.
And Andrea.
Whatever. Andrea. Stay on the line, please.
It's sometimes with the spelling that Josh does, we're not sure, but I think it's Andrea. You guys have got to stay on. Even if Alicia gets this, and we'll see if she does. 10 seconds, Alicia. We're looking for 5 sodas, but now wait a minute. We are not going to allow any that are like dark sodas, like Coke, Pepsi, Dr. Pepper. We want the 5 clear sodas in 10 seconds. Ready? And go.
LaCroix, Sprite, Ginger Ale, Sierra Mist, Mountain Dew.
Keep going.
Oh, you want 10?
LaCroix is water, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm not going to accept LaCroix
that's not
as
soda.
A soda.
That's a flavored water.
That's why we tell everyone, keep going. Give us 7, 8, or 9 of them.
Soda.
In
Josh
case.
Is saying it's soda water.
I think you should give it to me.
Are you hitting on me right now?
Hold on. Just,
Josh says that that's soda water.
It's a sparkling water.
It's sparkling water.
Soda.
It's
soda
water. It's water. It's in the... If you look on the soda aisle, you have soda going down all one side. Then you turn around and there's all the waters and flavored waters. It's not pop.
Hold on just a second here. I'm reading from their definition, their own. LaCroix is an American brand of sparkling water.
Boom. Gone.
That's not soda.
Go kiss your mom's knees for us. Have a good day. We're done here.
You're the best, Alicia. Go have a great day, okay?
Nice meeting you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And that's why we tell everyone, never stop at 5. If she had thrown in a 7-Up,
boom, she would have won.
She'd be done. She's all over. She could have, yeah. Look, and before you send us a text message that argues
Just
on her
stop.
Behalf...
Don't.
We are the ultimate judges on this, and you can't take it too seriously anyway.
Don't do that, okay? Don't send that
Don't
text.
That. Russ, that's a sparkling water. That's not soda, right? It's not a soda pop, right?
I would be a fool to argue with the jury.
That you're damn right, Russ.
Truer words were never spoken, Russ.
Russ, what are you doing this weekend? Impress us.
Well, tomorrow afternoon I've got band practice, and then Sunday our charity does our giveaway for the homeless.
Well, you're a good human.
What kind of band is this? Like a cover band or something? A jazz band? What are you?
Well, we are a Irish Celtic metal band out of Colorado Springs.
No kidding.
I want to hear this.
I got to hear your music.
We do. Oh, well, please. We actually have our first album out. It's on all of the platforms. Mm-hmm. So the band is Blood Rose, two words, and the album is Rising.
Are you on YouTube? Can I just hop on YouTube and listen to it?
I think on YouTube you're just going to get some of our like kind of old live clips. But if you
That's
go
right.
on like Pandora or Spotify or
sure.
Amazon Music or you know any of the big names like that, we're right there.
Man, you owe us some money, bud. We just sold some product for you.
Yeah, seriously. I'm going to look you up. I'll listen to some of your stuff on the way home today.
What's your top song? You. Would you say?
Ooh, man.
Pick one. Is it
me,
Blood Rose Rising?
Yeah, yeah. And actually, we just recorded our second album last weekend.
Oh, God.
Oh, wow.
That's really loud.
That's us.
There's not going to be any naughty language or anything, is there, Russ?
It's the first, like, four words.
No.
Is there?
No profanity. Now, we might make references to
hold on.
Like, you know, hell.
Hold on.
This is quality coming off of Dom's phone right now.
Do you ever sing?
I mean, so far, I hate it.
Oh.
All right, there you go.
You know what? I want to hear it on good speakers, but I do kind of like it. I kind of like it.
Yeah.
Thanks, man. I'm actually the lead singer.
Hey, well, you sound great.
Hey, thank you very much.
That's really neat. Good for you.
All right, yeah, that's cool. You got a little exposure on the top morning show in Denver, so there.
Love you guys. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome.
Thank you more.
Well, we love you back. You ready to play some Rattle Off with your boys?
Let's do it.
All right.
10 seconds. And remember, if we've learned anything, Russ, it's keep going. Don't stop at five. Am I right or am I right?
Oh, yeah.
These can be past or present. Did we try this one the other? No, let's do a different one. Here we go. Anytime we do a movie category, Russ, we say you can only use one per franchise. All right? So, like, if it's Harrison Ford movie or whatever, you can only do one Indiana Jones movie. Mm-hmm. Only one per franchise. Fair?
Get it?
Got it. Yep.
Good. Okay, so in 10 seconds, using only one per franchise, give us five movies with something we were talking about in the trending report 30 minutes ago. Five movies with aliens. Five movies with aliens. Ready and go.
All right, E.T., Close Encounters of the Third Kind, Convergence.
Time's up.
2001 Space Odyssey.
No, game's over. You're done.
Star Wars. Alien?
Alien is like the
name.
Predator.
Well, you got three.
Darn it.
I tried.
Well,
you did, and you sold some music on our station.
Congrats on your new CD.
Send us a check.
Honestly, love you guys. Thank you very much. Have a fantastic rest of your show.
You too, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you for being on the show.
What a good guy.
He's a nice guy. His Celtic hard rock metal music.
Yeah. Use that as your first dance at your wedding.
Roseanne, Rock.
I heard that, Roseanne.
No, it's Roxanne.
Roxanne.
Thank you.
Hi. Did you like that song?
Yeah, I did actually. I still do.
You're into that stuff, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did a remix to it though, like some different bass and stuff going with it, so it's not so old school, but yeah.
That's great. I would love for you to get your hands on what's the name of the band again? Hold on a second. Blood Rose. I would love for you to get hold of some of their music and remix it. Why don't you call up Russ and say, I'm going to go to work on your tune for you, buddy.
I was actually thinking about that because I am Irish and Celtic. I like that kind of stuff, but I take it to a whole different level. Like, you'll find it in a club.
Into club, huh?
Club.
Put a fat
Jeremy.
Beat behind it. Yeah.
Club.
Get your drink on at the club.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
What are you doing this weekend that'll blow us away?
Yeah.
I am going gold panning higher than normal. in my BMW.
As in altitude, BMW. Or you're going to dig a lot of drugs, which
are you
going to
smoke the pot weed?
No. I'm going to go in altitude on a dirt road in my BMW that's like 3 inches off the ground.
That sounds horrible for your car.
I'm going to dig.
Probably
really
a poor decision.
No.
Probably.
It seems to be working quite well so far. As long as you go slow enough and you keep on the high side, it's really not that big of a deal.
You found any big gold nuggets?
I have so far, and that's why I have the car that I have. So.
Where are you going? Tell us where you're going to go gold pin.
I can't.
No, I want to know. Tell me now.
Wait a minute.
It's a secret.
Wait a
minute. It's above Black Hills.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
What?
Back up. Back up the BMW, Roxanne. You're trying to tell us that you got this car through panning for gold.
Absolutely.
Well, if they're little back roads, I could see you probably doing it.
How much did your car cost?
$16,000.
And so you made $16,000 panning for gold in what amount of time?
In 3 years between here and Oregon.
That's impressive. Hmm. You know what you're doing.
Apparently.
I'm hunting for gold and getting I want a Lexus next time.
My dad and I used to do some gold panning. I actually talked to him the other day about, like, we need to get back up there and do some gold panning because it's
so
relaxing.
Why don't
you
take your kids up, Jeremy?
Take the kids up. It's fun.
You get Roxanne be your guy.
Get the sloosh box out and go to town.
You're a sloosh box.
Yeah. DJ sloosh box. Yeah.
Oh, hey, and there's rivers up there flowing, little creeks that are flowing that haven't flowed in 5 years probably. So there's
no, them creeks are full of gold.
Dang.
They're flowing. I mean, there's water running down them for the first time in like 5 years. So it's moving stuff that hasn't been moved around in a long time.
Which is, they're moving gold.
Sounds like
yeah,
Jeremy
don't tell
Bowles,
nobody. I told
too.
You.
I won't tell nobody.
Yeah.
Well, good for you.
That's fantastic.
I wish
you
bought
a car
truck, though.
That's great.
I wish you'd bought like a little pickup or something.
With more than 3 inches clearance.
Listen, I'm having my husband come down from Wyoming to bring my dogs to see me. And he'll be following me in the truck in case I get...
Why is your husband in Wyoming?
Because he works in Wyoming and I'm down here visiting family.
Oh, okay.
And doing breast cancer treatment.
Oh,
so.
Okay. Oh, gosh. Well, good luck with that.
That's all good. I got this.
Yeah, you do.
I got it.
Good.
Good for you.
Good, good. Fight it.
We like you, Roxanne. You ready to play some Rattle Off?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
All right, 10 seconds. Here's one of these that's coming up. And by the way, to Eddie, Marcus, and Andrea, do not hang up even if Roxanne gets it. This one, it just happens to be very easy. So I just put a lot of pressure on you, Roxanne.
Okay, I like it.
10 seconds. The names of five major grocery stores, like grocery store chains. Five major grocery store chains. Ready? And go.
King Super, Safeway, Ridley's, Smith, and oh, give me Walmart.
Nothing. You got nothing. I would have accepted like Trader Joe's.
You mean
absolutely.
Like grocery chains like all over the United States? Because I'm pretty sure I got that. But Ridley's might be an off.
I heard four.
I think you got four.
You did four. And then you stopped.
Walmart,
and then
one.
You stopped. You
oh,
said,
you
I
said
need
Walmart?
One more.
And then I said Walmart, yeah.
Ask
come here.
Josh,
come here. Josh is trying to talk to me through the glass.
All.
Come here, Josh. Get on the mic.
I heard four and then you stopped.
Go ahead.
I don't have my headphones on, so I don't know what you guys are saying. But she said Walmart, not one more. She said Walmart.
Oh.
Walmart.
Oh, I thought she said one more.
Is that what she said?
Well, I would count Walmart as a major grocery store.
I think so,
too.
Absolutely.
That means you're a
winner! You don't have to talk us into it anymore, Roxanne.
Yeah,
you
can settle down. We gave you the prize. We thought you said one more.
Yeah, we both did. Sorry about that.
I had to think about it, and I'm like, oh, yeah, Walmart. You could buy clothes there, too. I just didn't think groceries right out the gate, so...
No, that's fine.
Okay, I think you got it then.
I would have even accepted Target. I don't care. They have major grocery sellers.
Now, yeah.
Family Dollar, I know.
Listen that's there, cool. Gold Nugget lady. You stand by, and Josh will come back. He's going to tell you about your prize, okay?
Okay, thank you guys so much.
Yeah, good luck with everything.
You're very welcome. Thank you. That was fascinating to me. She bought a car from panning for gold.
She's doing really good, because that is hard to find decent amounts of gold.
But it's got to be, like, so peaceful doing that,
I'm telling
too.
You, Dom, it's the best. It really
peaceful.
Is. So
well,
peaceful.
Well, we did it when I was a kid. We lived in Alaska, and when I was a kid for a few years, and I remember my mom taking us out to do that.
Yeah, and you're just sitting there and you just listen to the water flowing all day, you know?
Well, that, and in Alaska, you're doing that and looking over your shoulder for bears at
yes,
all
right.
And moose. Here comes Eddie. Hey, Eddie, thank you for holding.
Yeah, no worries, guys. Good morning.
Good morning, bud.
No worries. What are you doing this weekend?
All right, so this weekend, got some plans with the boys. Don't know if the wife's going to like it too much, but tomorrow there are two fights. We have a UFC and a boxing fight.
Oh, yeah?
So some of my friends, what we're going to do is they're going to throw two TVs up in the living room. We're going to order both fights so we don't have to pick and choose like the last one. So we'll see who's going to have the good time. And then on Sunday, early morning, friends are going to take me golfing. So we're going to go.
Boy, you got a busy weekend.
Fights and play some golf and try to enjoy it. But they set an early tee time, 6:30. So I was like, all right, I'm just not walking and driving.
Well, that's good because then you get the rest of your day. So that's good.
Is your wife, you sounded like your wife is going to be mad at you for doing all this.
I mean, we'll see. Of course, there's always more time to hang out with the wife, you know.
The wife.
The wife.
I love I was going to say, with all your plans, did you work in any time with this sweet wife of yours?
She'll probably be there with the fights. She likes to have a good time.
Does she? Huh. She likes watching other men punch each other in the face.
Yeah, sometimes I'm sure she wishes it was me. So
yeah.
You might be right, buddy.
Where did you meet her?
Honestly, I met her at one of my best friend's wedding at a high school. I'm a photographer by trade, and I was taking photos of his parents' wedding, and she was his cousin at the time. I was 19, and she was just turning 18, and now I am 29, and she's 20.
How many pictures of her did you take?
A whole bunch.
I bet. Put that telephoto lens on there and go to town, huh? Right.
We'll say the groom of that night wasn't very happy and definitely told me to stay away from her. I don't know
why. Why?
Really?
How come?
Yeah, at the time, he just didn't know what I was doing. He thought I was just going to try to go for his little niece, and I'm like, well, I've got to be honest with you. She's a beautiful lady. And then we talked for about 6 months after that, and then we called it official, and, man, we're going on about 10 years now.
See, that's a good story.
Did you get
story.
In his face now and be like, I told you so. I told you it was going to work out.
Oh, that's my favorite thing to do with her whole family. You got to kill him with kindness.
You guys think it wouldn't have lasted. Now look at us. Suck it.
You still a photographer today, Eddie?
Yes, sir. So in the mornings, I work three different dealerships. So I'll photograph all the new and used vehicles coming into our lots. And then throughout the nights, I work for a company called Denver Entertainment Hub. So we'll take reviews and contra photos of concerts, and then we'll post them on like a magazine, kind of like Westward, but digital.
Sure.
Honestly,
well, that's a
better.
Fun gig.
You know what you need to do? You need to go down to Colorado Springs and take a picture of Blood Rose.
There we go. They would like that. You guys got to give me a contact.
Yeah.
Right. Hey, man, that's a good thing about music. There's lots of varieties. Heavy, soft, slow, jam band.
That's right. Whatever you want. There's a flavor for everybody.
You know what I'm going to say, Eddie? I've enjoyed talking to you. You sound like a brilliant young man who's got his act together. And I hope you have a fun weekend. And I hope your wife doesn't get too mad at you, okay?
Right on, fellas. I appreciate your time. You have a good day.
Bye, Eddie.
You as well. Wasn't he a polite, nice young gentleman?
Very well put together, Dom.
And well-spoken.
Yes.
Very nice. Here's Marcus, who's been patiently holding. Hi, Marcus.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi,
what are you doing this weekend, Marcus?
Planning my son's first birthday party. We're going to take the kids to a park and kind of scope it out.
Oh, it's a park party, huh?
Yeah.
Is there a theme to the birthday party?
Like spaceman.
Spaceman?
Spaceman thing?
Yeah, like...
Like an astronaut?
Astronaut. Yeah.
Oh, that's good. I love that.
That's good. That's really
nice.
Are
you going to get the obligatory photo of your son with cake all over his face and everything?
I don't know. My other son just had his birthday, and we did not do that photo.
What? Yeah, but you got to do that for the one-year-old. You put the cake in front of them, and then they make a mess.
Don't you know the rules?
And everyone's like, oh, how cute. And there's frosting everywhere. You've never done that, huh?
Oh, that's all right. Hey, look, that's cool. So where'd you meet your wife?
Didn't take a bunch of pictures. I met my wife, what was it, say seven or 8 years ago, and we met at work, actually.
Okay.
Nice and convenient. Perfect.
Good for you.
What do you do for a living?
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Did you have to hide the fact that you guys were going out for a while?
We kind of kept it on the DL, but, like,
people kind of figured it out.
People figured
it out. Once they catch you making out in the stairwells, you're like, well, here we are.
Yeah. All right.
What's your job?
I'm a welder by trade, but right now I'm actually a stay-at-home dad, so I do laundry for a living.
So was your wife a welder too?
No. I used to work at a car dealership.
Oh, okay.
With that, because I hated that.
If the vans are rocking, Marcus is not doing his job. All right, buddy. All right.
You also sound like a sharp young guy. We really appreciate you listening, Marcus. We hope you have a terrific weekend, okay?
Oh, thank you. I listen to you guys like every morning I get in the car, at least.
Oh, that's very kind of you.
Well, that means a lot to us. Thank you. We wish you all the best and happy birthday to your little boy, okay?
Oh, thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, buddy. Thank you for being on the show. We have the greatest listeners. And I have to say, cheers to all of them for staying online.
Yeah.
Andrea did not. Am I pronouncing your name right, Andrea?
You are.
Hooray.
Andrea has been holding for 20 minutes. But now we're out of time. We got to go. So have a great day, okay?
See you later.
Okay.
Nah, just goofing.
Weekend.
Just goofing.
You know we wouldn't do that. Are we on a speakerphone with you, though? Can you take us off that?
Yeah, hold on.
After all time, she's on a speakerphone.
Okay, I'll put the phone in my hand. I'm in traffic on 25 southbound.
Are you?
Headed to the Arapahoe County Courthouse.
Yeah.
Which is in Littleton. Is that crazy?
That's crazy.
I know, it's kind of funny. You talking about the one over there off of Prince? Santa Fe and Prince area?
I'm not sure what street it's off of. I just know.
But you're heading there, but you have no idea where it is.
I think.
Well, it's in my phone. So
okay. You're just on the maps. Right. All right.
Probably the one over there, Santa Fe and Prince. Yeah. That's
why are you going to court?
What you got to go there for? What are you doing?
Oh, I've got a tenant I've got to evict who hasn't paid rent for a couple months.
My what a
goodness.
Headache that is.
Wow, that's no fun.
Oh, it's such a headache.
You know that they're trashing that place, too, probably.
Oh, God.
There's going to be feces everywhere.
Oh, great.
Check the air vents.
Andrea, I feel like this conversation could degrade into some profanity, so watch your language on this call, okay? Because I got a feeling that like an S word or something is going to slip out here, and I just want you to be aware not to do that, okay?
Well, thanks for the warning. I try to express myself without swearing because I think one doesn't need to do that to express themselves.
Okay, well, then this is going to be the
so
perfect
fun,
call.
Though.
This will be perfect for radio then.
Man, that's good.
What do you say if you stub your toe like really bad?
Well, I do swear when I do that.
Okay.
Oh,
all right, now
so
it's coming out.
It does spill out of your mouth. Just you like to try to class it up as much as possible. Okay. How many tenants do you have?
I'm alone, so.
Okay. How many tenants do you have? Do you have multiple rental properties, or is this just the one?
Oh, it's just one rental property with three units.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Great.
Well, I feel for you. Jeremy and I both have been landlords in the past. We both had rental property. We've both sold our rental properties. And I had both experiences, the greatest tenant of all time. And then I've also had one of the worst tenants of all time. Yeah. So I've seen the highs and the lows.
Which can be difficult for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this experience makes me want to sell, but I'm not going to do it. And I thought this tenant was the best tenant ever, and she turns out to be the worst tenant ever. She's got warrants for her arrest.
Well, didn't you do a background check?
I did, but listen to this. So, you know, I have a heart for people. And, you know, when she was interested in the place and applying for the place, filling out the application, she shared with me that she was a victim of rape. And because she was a victim of rape, she didn't want me to do the background check because her name would appear in the systems. I'm doing quotes with my
fingers. I see. And like she could be found or something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, but she was apparently lying then. That's horrible.
Wow.
That's horrible.
She was absolutely lying. That's been the only person
oh, man.
I I never did a background check on because I felt for her.
Yeah, what else can you do? Yeah,
you're a good
obviously.
Person, Andrea.
That's
you're a nice
horrific.
Person.
I mean, well, wow. That'll teach you. Just
pulled on my heartstrings, and I said, well, you know, let me help this woman out, this victim, and it turns out that her whole life is a lie.
Oh, well, this boy. Is a big headache for you. I am so sorry.
Good luck with that. Yeah. Have they told you how long this process will take?
Well, I'm on the second step of the process, so evidently in Colorado now, laws have changed where tenants have rights, but so I don't know. I don't.
It's going to be a while.
Know.
Yeah.
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 Well, you know what?
Here's the thing. Because she's got warrants for her arrest, I don't think she's going to show up in court.
No, she's busy at the place, trashing it right now. Get some painters and some carpet people on deck. Just saying.
I know. I know. He's terrible.
Call me in a few weeks and let me know how the place looks, all right?
So listen to this. You know,
I don't want to.
Oh, no,
I think we're done.
We've got to run. But listen, I've got a prescription for you for all of this to make you feel better, okay? Here's what I want you to do this weekend because this is going to be stressful for you. But as soon as you're done, go home, okay? I want you to get a nice bottle of wine or something like that. I want you to light some candles, and I want you to lay back and listen to Blood Rose.
Blood Rose. Okay. I'm unfamiliar with that.
You're unfamiliar with it.
Yeah, no. But I'll be drinking wine this weekend because we're going to go to the Breckenridge Wine Festival.
Well, that's what you should have led with.
Very nice. But now we're out of time.
Oh, now we do have to let you go.
Okay, see ya.
Bye.
Andre, good luck to you. Thank you for being on the show. That is that's sucky.
That is sucky. Big time sucky, Dom.
However, you know what is not sucky?
What?
Besides Blood Rose.
Yeah.
Besides that, Radloff is never sucky. Well, every once in a while.
It was a good one.
But not today.